Chapter 3, Illinois Real Estate Licensing Law. Illinois Real Estate Law. The state of Illinois has enacted real estate laws since 1921. The purpose of Illinois real estate licensing laws is to regulate persons and entities engaged in real estate business for the protection of the public. Major changes were made in real estate license law with the Real Estate License Act of 2000. We will focus on the review of the Illinois license law in this chapter, as well as other important laws that impact the real estate business. Federal laws such as the Truth in Lending Act, TILA, Fair Housing Act, the Equal Credit Opportunity Act, ECOA, and Real Estate Settlement Procedures Act, RESPA, regulate certain real estate business practices to ensure fair dealing, ethical conduct, and equal treatment. In addition, required disclosures are intended to inform and protect clients and consumers. State laws such as the Illinois Residential Real Property Disclosure Act, the Illinois Radon Awareness Act, and the Illinois Human Rights Act are discussed earlier in this textbook and should be reviewed by the student. Local laws and ordinances such as land use, zoning, fair housing, landlord-tenants' rights, and environmental protections should be discussed with your sponsoring broker. The real estate industry in Illinois is regulated by the Division of Professional Regulation, DPR, a branch of the Illinois Department of Financial and Professional Regulation, IDFPR, also known as the department, which is charged with protecting and improving the lives of Illinois consumers. The department is responsible for administering and enforcing the Illinois Real Estate License Act of 2000. In addition, the department administers all licenses for Illinois real estate brokers, managing brokers, residential leasing agents, real estate corporations, partnerships, limited liability companies, real estate branch offices, real estate schools, and real estate instructors. The department promulgates rules for the Act's implementation and enforcement. These are often referred to as the rules, and they supply explanatory detail and guidelines for the Act. The Act, rules, and other significant legislation are available online at www.ilga.gov. Click on Illinois Compiled Statutes, Chapter 225, ILCS 454. These are essential for any real estate licensee to know. Administration of the Illinois Real Estate License. ACT, Division of Professional Regulation. The department, through the Division of Professional Regulation, DPR, has primary authority to administer the Illinois Real Estate License Act of 2000. It is also empowered to issue rules and regulations that implement and interpret the Act. The rules accompanying the Act are important to a full understanding of the Act's implications and applications. The department has the authority to contract with third parties for any services deemed necessary for proper administration of the Act, such as the Applied Measurement Professionals, Inc., AMP, testing service for Illinois state testing. The department is responsible for administrative activities such as conducting license examinations, issuing and renewing licenses, preparing all forms, including applications and licenses, collecting fees from applicants and licensees. The department has the following additional functions, which may be exercised only on the initiative and approval of the Real Estate Administration and Disciplinary Board: conducting hearings that may result in the revocation or suspension of licenses or in the refusal to issue or renew licenses; imposing penalties for violations of the Act; restoring suspended or revoked licenses. Real Estate Coordinator, Section 25-15. A licensed broker is appointed to the position of real estate coordinator by the secretary of the IDFPR after the recommendations of real estate professionals and organizations are considered. This individual's license is surrendered to the department during the appointment. The real estate coordinator's duties include acting as ex officio chairperson of the Real Estate Administration and Disciplinary Board without a vote, being the direct liaison between the department, the real estate profession, and real estate organizations and associations, preparing and circulating educational and informational material for licensees, appointing any committees necessary to assist the department in carrying out its duties, supervising real estate activities and Real Estate Administration and Disciplinary Board, Section 25-10. The Real Estate Administration and Disciplinary Board, acts in an advisory capacity to the real estate coordinator regarding matters involving standards of professional conduct, discipline, and examination. In addition to its advisory functions, the board conducts hearings on disciplinary actions against persons accused of violating the act or the rules. The board recommends discipline for violations of the Real Estate Licensing Act of 2000, advises the director on professional conduct, education requirements, and industry trends. Composition of the board. The board is composed of 15 members appointed by the governor, all of whom must have been residents and citizens of Illinois for at least 6 years before their appointment date. The length of term is for 4 years, not to exceed 10 years. 12 members shall have been actively engaged as managing brokers or brokers for at least 10 years prior to the appointment, of which 2 must possess an active pre-licensing instructor license. 3 members of the board shall be public members who represents the consumer's interest. None of these members shall be a person who is licensed under this act or similar act under another jurisdiction, the spouse or family member of a licensee, a person who has an ownership interest in a real estate brokerage business, a person the department determines to have any other connection with a real estate brokerage business or license. Chair by statute is the real estate coordinator of IDFPR, non-voting member. There are 4 major funds administered through the department: 1, Real Estate License Administration Fund, to which license fees and other funds initially go; 2, Real Estate Research and Education Fund, for research and scholarships; 3, Real Estate Recovery Fund, a consumer-oriented fund for compensating consumers harmed by licensees' actions; 4, Real Estate Audit Fund, for conducting audits of special accounts. The Real Estate Research and Education Fund, Section 25-25. According to Section 25-25 of the Act, the Real Estate Research and Education Fund is administered by the Department and held in trust by the Illinois Treasury. On September 15th of each year, the Treasurer transfers $125,000 from the Real Estate License Administration Fund to the Real Estate Research and Education Fund, primarily to be used to promote real estate research and education at Illinois organizations and institutions of higher learning. Of this sum, $15,000 is set aside for a scholarship program, administered by the department or a designee of the department, to support the real estate education of minority real estate professionals. The scholarship money must go toward courses meant to increase the recipient's knowledge or expertise in the real estate field, including department-approved broker and managing broker licensing courses, courses necessary to secure the Graduate Realtors Registered Institute designation, and courses at accredited Illinois institutions of higher learning. Obtaining and keeping a real estate license. Who needs to be licensed? Section 1-10, it is illegal for anyone to act as a broker, managing broker, sponsoring broker, or residential leasing agent without a real estate license issued by the department. Any broker who performs any of the following services, either directly or indirectly, whether in or through any media or technology, for another and for compensation, must have a real estate license. Sells, exchanges, purchases, rents, or leases real estate. Offers to sell, exchange, purchase, rent, or lease real estate. Negotiates, offers, attempts, or agrees to negotiate the sale, exchange, purchase, rental, or leasing of real estate. Lists, offers, attempts, or agrees to list real estate for sale, lease, or exchange. Buys, sells, offers to buy or sell, or otherwise deals in options on real estate or improvements thereon. Supervises the collection, offer, attempt, or agreement to collect rent for the use of real estate. Advertises or represents herself as being engaged in the business of buying, selling, exchanging, renting, or leasing real estate. Assists or directs in the procuring or referring of leads or prospects intended to result in the sale, exchange, lease, or rental of real estate. Assists or directs in the negotiation of any transaction intended to result in the sale, exchange, lease, or rental of real estate. Opens real estate to the public for marketing purposes. Sells, leases, or offers for sale or lease real estate at auction. Wholesaling. What is wholesaling? When a buyer enters into a purchase agreement with a seller, then the buyer sells the property or assigns the contract to another buyer at a higher purchase price before the first transaction closes. This is wholesaling. When the transaction closes, the first buyer profits on the difference of the transaction without any risk or ownership. You now must have a real estate license in order to sell any equitable interest the agent has in the transaction. A real estate licensee must disclose to the seller of the property that they will assign the purchase agreement on the property to another buyer for a profit. An individual or entity will need a broker's license or a managing broker's license if engaged in this pattern of business at least twice in a 12-month period. The full paragraph is in the IDFPR updates to the Real Estate License Act. This is not the same as flipping houses. Flipping is when someone buys a property and takes ownership of the property. After doing some repairs or upgrades, the owner places the property back on the market. A real estate license is not required for flipping houses. Unlicensed Agent Act, Section 20-22, violations: any person who is found working or acting as a managing broker, broker, or residential leasing agent, or holding himself or herself out as a licensed sponsoring broker, managing broker, broker, or residential leasing agent, without being issued a valid active license, is guilty of a Class A misdemeanor and, on conviction of a second or subsequent offense, the violator shall be guilty of a Class 4 felony. Effective August 9, 2019. License Requirement Exemptions, Section 5-20, the requirement for holding a broker, managing broker, sponsoring broker, or residential leasing agent license does not apply to the following: owners or lessors, whether individuals or business entities, or their regular employees who sell, lease, or otherwise deal with their own property in the ways described under Article 1 definitions. This applies in the course of the management, the sale, or other disposition of their own, or their employer's, property. Acting under duly executed and recorded power of attorney to convey real estate from the owner or lessor. The services rendered by an attorney at law in the performance of her duties as an attorney at law. Any person acting as receiver, trustee in bankruptcy, administrator, executor, or guardian, or while acting under a court order or under the authority of a will or a testamentary trust. A resident apartment manager working for an owner or working for a broker managing the property, if the apartment is her primary residence and if she is engaged in leasing activities of the managed property. State and federal officers and employees or state government or political subdivision representatives performing official duties. Any resident lessee of a residential dwelling unit who refers for compensation to the owner of the dwelling unit or to the owner's agent, prospective lessees of dwelling units in the same building or complex as the resident lessee's unit, but only if the resident lessee refers no more than 3 prospective lessees in any 12-month period. Receives compensation of no more than $5,000 or the equivalent of 2 months' rent, whichever is less, in any 12-month period, and limits his or her activities to referring prospective lessees to the owner or the owner's agent, and does not show a residential dwelling unit to a prospective lessee, discuss terms or conditions of leasing a dwelling unit with a prospective lessee, or otherwise participate in the negotiation of the leasing of a dwelling unit. A hotel operator who is registered with the Illinois Department of Revenue and pays taxes under the Hotel Operators Occupation Tax Act and rents a room or rooms in a hotel, as defined in the Hotel Operators Occupation Tax Act, for a period of not more than 30 consecutive days, and not more than 60 days in a calendar year, or a person who participates in an online marketplace enabling persons to rent out all or part of the person's owned residence. Notwithstanding any provisions to the contrary, the department and its employees shall be exempt from education, course provider, instructor, and course license requirements and fees while acting in an official capacity on behalf of the department. Courses offered by the department shall be eligible for continuing education credit. Broker's license, Article 5. A broker is defined as any individual, partnership, limited liability company, LLC, corporation, or registered limited liability partnership other than a residential leasing agent who, for another and for compensation, whether in person or through any media or technology, or with the intention or expectation of receiving compensation, either directly or indirectly, performs any of the services for which a real estate license is required. Section 1-10. Broker requirements. Applicants for a broker's license must meet the following requirements, as discussed in Section 5-27. Be at least 18 years of age and willing to supply a social security number. Be of good moral character. Have graduated from high school or obtained the equivalent of a high school diploma verified under oath by the applicant. Provide satisfactory evidence of having completed 75 hours of instruction, 15 hours of which must consist of situational and case studies presented in the classroom, or by other interactive delivery method presenting instruction and real-time discussion between the instructor and the students. Satisfactorily pass a state-sponsored written examination. 45 hours of post-broker is required before first renewal. It consists of three 15-hour courses covering applied brokerage principles, risk management discipline, transactional issues, 50 question tests after each section given by the education provider. Will have, at most, 2.5 years to complete the 45 hours prior to first or second renewal date managing broker's license. Article 5, as of the 2019 amendment to the real estate law, all applicants for managing broker licenses in Illinois must be 20 years old or older, be of good moral character, have been licensed as a real estate broker for at least 2 of the previous 3 years, have completed 4 years of study at a high school or secondary school approved by the Illinois Board of Education, or the equivalent to 4 years of study as determined by an Illinois Board of Education administered exam, and verified by the applicant under oath. Have completed at least 165 hours of education as follows. 120 pre- and post-licensure hours, as required to obtain a broker's license. In the year before the application for managing broker is filed, 45 additional hours on brokerage administration and management. Of these 45 hours, 15 must consist of classroom instruction or some other means of interactive, real-time instruction and discussion between student and instructor. Take and pass a department-authorized written examination for licensure and submit a valid application for a managing broker license along with the required fees. Each application for a license, new or renewal, must include the applicant's social security number or tax identification number, in addition to the other required information. An applicant is permitted to act, subject to IDFPR approval, as designated managing broker after filing her application with the department and prior to receiving her license, but must not continue in this role past the term of 60 days after filing unless her license has been obtained within that period. Should a sponsoring broker's license be revoked or rendered inactive, all licensees under that sponsoring broker will be considered inactive until such time as the sponsoring broker's license is reinstated or renewed or the licensee changes employment. Expiration dates and renewal periods for each license are set by rule, and licenses can be renewed within 90 days prior to expiration upon completion of CE and payment of the required fees. Education exemptions, broker, managing broker. If an applicant for a broker's and managing broker's license is currently an attorney admitted to the practice of law by the Illinois Supreme Court, she is exempt from the education requirements. The attorney still must take and pass the state exam. Continued eligibility, brokers and managing brokers, Section 5-35. Approved education for potential brokers and managing brokers is valid for purposes of licensure for 2 years, after date of satisfactory course completion. An official uniform transcript is needed for taking the state exam except for persons exempt from the educational requirements. The broker or managing broker license must be applied for within 1 year of passing the state test. Failure to do so means retaking the test. Failing the state test, either broker or managing broker, 4 times from the date that the first real estate test was taken requires one to retake the educational coursework. Corporations, limited liability companies, and partnerships, Section 5-15, a corporation, partnership, or limited liability company, LLC, may receive a broker's license under the following conditions. In a corporation, every corporate officer who actively participates in the organization's real estate activities must hold a managing broker license. In addition, every employee of the corporation who acts as a licensee on the corporation's behalf also must hold a license as a real estate broker, managing broker, or residential leasing agent. In a partnership, every general partner must hold a managing broker license. Every employee of the partnership who acts as a licensee on the partnership's behalf also must hold a license as a real estate broker, managing broker, or residential leasing agent. In a limited liability company, LLC, or limited liability partnership, LLP, every manager must hold a managing broker's license. Additionally, Every employee of the LLC-LLP who acts as a licensee on the LLC-LLP's behalf also must hold a license as a broker, managing broker, or residential leasing agent. No corporation, partnership, LLC, or LLP may be licensed to conduct a brokerage business if any individual broker, residential leasing agent, or group of brokers and/or residential leasing agents owns or directly or indirectly controls more than 49% of the shares of stock or ownership interest in the business entity. Residential Leasing Agent's License, Article 5. The Real Estate License Act of 2000 provides for a residential leasing agent license for persons who wish to engage only in activities limited to the leasing of residential real property in which a license is required. This license allows such activities as leasing or renting residential real property, attempting, offering, or negotiating to lease or rent residential real property, or supervising the collection, offer, attempt, or agreement to collect rent for the use of residential real property. Licensed brokers and managing brokers do not need a residential leasing agent license for these activities. A limited residential leasing agent license applicant must meet the following requirements. Be at least 18 years of age. Be of good moral character. Have a high school diploma or its equivalent. Successfully complete a 15-hour residential leasing agent pre-license course. Pass the state's written leasing license examination. A residential leasing agent must be sponsored by a licensed real estate sponsoring broker. Period in which to obtain a residential leasing agent license. A person may engage in residential leasing activities for a period of 120 consecutive days without being licensed, so long as the person is acting under the supervision of a licensed real estate designated managing broker or sponsoring broker, and that broker or sponsoring broker has notified the department that the person is pursuing licensure. All education, examination, and fee requirements must be met during the 120-day period. An addition to RELA states that the education must commence by day 60 of the 120 days allowed for licensing, Section 5-5D. The Licensing Examination. Requirements to take the state exam. Applicants are eligible to take the residential leasing agent, broker, or managing broker examination only after they have met the education and age requirements. They must also be able to demonstrate that they have met the other requirements set out by the Illinois Real Estate License Act of 2000 and any associated rules. The test may be administered only at times and places approved by the department. Each test taker must pay the required fee to the appropriate testing center but will forfeit the fee if failing to appear at the scheduled time, date, and place to take the exam following receipt and acknowledgement of one's application by the department or testing center. Candidates must register with the testing service in advance of the test and pay any fees to reserve a spot at one of many convenient locations throughout Illinois on a day that is convenient to them. All candidates must bring to the testing center two pieces of current identification. The first must be a driver's license with photograph, a passport or military identification with photograph, or an official state identification card with photograph. The second form of identification must display the name and signature of the candidate for signature verification. All examinations are given on a computer that displays all the test questions on a monitor and records all the answers. No special knowledge of computers is necessary. After completing the test, candidates are immediately informed if they passed or failed. Score reports will be emailed to candidates after the exam. A paper copy will no longer be provided after the exam. Passing candidates also receive a license application, including directions for applying for a real estate license. Passing candidates have 1 year in which to apply for a license, after which time a new examination will be required. Candidates who fail the examination will be told their score and are given diagnostic information in addition to directions on how to apply for a future test. Candidates who fail only one portion, either the state or national portion, of the exam are required to retake only the failed portion within 1 year. After 4 failures from the date that the first real estate test was taken, the applicant must successfully repeat all pre-license education before further testing. The 5th attempt to pass the exam is then treated by the department as if it were a first attempt, Section 5 of 35C. The Real Estate License. After passing the state exam, applicants will receive a score report sheet. Instructions to apply for the license are on the score report. IDFPR requires the score report sheet and course completion transcript be uploaded to the online services portal during application. A sponsoring broker is required to approve the application before a license will be issued by the state. Once a brokerage company has been selected by the person who has passed the state real estate broker exam, the applicant applies for the license with IDFPR online with their sponsoring broker. Their transcript should be uploaded as part of this application process. The licensee will receive an email back that they are licensed, and then they should print their license within a day or two. The license will specify whether the individual is authorized to act as a broker, managing broker, or residential leasing agent. IDFPR issues the license online. This license authorizes the bearer to engage in appropriate licensed activities for the current license period. Licensees must carry this license or an electronic version of it when engaging in any of the activities for which a license is required by Illinois law. This license must be displayed upon request. What happens to your license when you change or leave firms? Section 5-40, Old Broker. When a licensee quits or the sponsoring broker or a designated managing broker terminates the licensee's employment with the sponsoring broker for any reason, the licensee must obtain her license from the employing broker at whose firm it has been kept. The licensee can terminate their license on their own. Once a licensee terminates their sponsorship with their sponsoring broker, their license becomes inactive until they find a new sponsoring broker. New broker. If the licensee is simply changing brokers, the new sponsoring broker will immediately complete a change of sponsoring broker form online. Change of address, name, or business information, Section 5-41. It is the licensee's responsibility to promptly notify the department of any changes in their address, telephone number, email address, or office location within 24 hours. Business information changes when acquiring or transferring any interest in a corporation, LLC, partnership, or LLP that is licensed under the Real Estate License Act of 2000. Any changes in designated managing brokers, branch managers, or principal officers within 15 days after the change. Expiration and renewal. License expiration and renewal dates are established by rule, consistent with the Act. Licenses may be renewed by paying required fees and meeting CE requirements up to 90 days prior to expiration of the license. Brokers, managing brokers, and residential leasing agents may renew their expired licenses, provided they pay the necessary fees and meet the continuing education and other requirements, for up to 2 years following license expiration. Beyond this two-year period, licensees will be required to meet the qualifications for new licenses set out by the Act. Non-residence and license by reciprocity, Section 5-60. A managing broker or broker who lives in a state that has a reciprocal licensing agreement with Illinois may be issued an Illinois license, or an Illinois licensee may be issued a license in the state offering reciprocity, if the following conditions are met. The key feature of reciprocity is that the licensee does not have to live in the state offering reciprocity. Illinois licensees do not have to live in the states offering reciprocity, and licensees living in other states offering reciprocity do not have to live in Illinois. For a reciprocal broker or managing broker's license, the broker or managing broker holds a broker or managing broker's license in her home state. The licensing standards of that state are substantially equivalent to or greater than the minimum standards required in Illinois. The managing broker or broker has been actively practicing as a managing broker or broker for at least 2 years, immediately prior to the application date. The managing broker or broker furnishes the department with an official statement, under seal, from her home state's licensing authority that the managing broker or broker has an active managing broker's or broker's license, is in good standing, and has no complaints pending. The managing broker's or broker's home state grants reciprocal privileges to Illinois licensees. The managing broker or broker completes a course of education and passes a test on Illinois-specific real estate brokerage laws, or the real estate brokerage laws of the state where the Illinois licensee wishes to do business. The broker furnishes the department with a statement under seal of the proper licensing authority of the state in which the broker is licensed, showing that the broker has an active broker's license, that the broker is in good standing, and that no complaints are pending against the broker in that state. Currently, Illinois has reciprocity with the following states under the Real Estate License Act of 2000. Nebraska, Colorado, Connecticut, Indiana, Iowa, Georgia, Wisconsin, Florida. Always check the department website for the latest update on reciprocal states. Before a managing broker or broker will be issued a license, the applicant must file a designation, person, in writing to act as her agent in Illinois. Brokers or managing brokers applying for an Illinois license must furnish the department with proof of active licensure in their home state. They also must pay the same license fees that are required of Illinois brokers and managing brokers. Prospective licensees must agree in writing to abide by all provisions of the Act and to submit to the department's jurisdiction. However, once acquired, the reciprocal license allows a new resident who has recently been working under a non-Illinois license to obtain a valid Illinois license without examination. Licenses previously granted under reciprocal agreements with other states shall remain in force, so long as the department has a reciprocal agreement with that state. Renewal without fee, Section 5-50. Licensees whose licenses have expired may renew without paying any lapsed renewal or reinstatement fees if the license expired within 2 years after the termination of the service, training, or education while the licensee was performing any of the following functions: on active duty with the U.S. Armed Services or called into the service or training by the state militia, engaged in training or education under supervision of the United States prior to induction into military service, serving as the coordinator of real estate in Illinois or as an employee of the department. License fees. Applicants for real estate licenses are subject to appropriate fees in addition to the testing fee paid to AMP when applying for the examination. The Illinois Real Estate License Act of 2000 provides for predetermined licensing fees. Initial fees. Leasing license initial fee is $75. Broker initial license fee is $125. Managing broker initial fee, $150. Initial broker's license fee for a partnership, LLC, or corporation is $125. Included in the initial license fees are a real estate recovery fund fee of $10 and a real estate research and education fee of $5. Other licensing fees are indicated in the rules and are set according to actual cost incurred by the department and may vary. Return check penalties and failure to pay, Section 20-25. Anyone who delivers a check or other payment to the department that is returned for insufficient funds must pay a return check fine of $50 plus the amount originally owed. If the licensee fails to make full payment of all fees and fines owed within 30 calendar days of the notification that payment is due, the department will automatically terminate the license or deny the application without a hearing. The licensee may apply for restoration or issuance of the license and pay all fees and fines due the department. Renewal fees. Residential leasing agent, $100. Broker, $150. Managing broker, $200 license renewal dates. Broker, April 30th, even years. Residential leasing agent, July 31st, even years. Real estate businesses, October 31st, even years. Managing broker, April 30th, odd years. Continuing education. Continuing education hours, requirements. Residential leasing agent, 8 hours of continuing education in the core curriculum for each 2-year renewal period. Broker, 12 hours each 2-year renewal. 4-hour core and 8 hours of elective. 1 hour of elective must include sexual harassment prevention training. Managing broker, 4-hour core and 8 hours of elective. 1 hour of elective must include sexual harassment prevention training, plus 12 hours of specific broker management continuing education courses. IDFPR citations provides an abbreviated, non-disciplinary process for failure to complete continuing education in a timely manner. The licensee pay and complete continuing education or ask for a hearing. They cannot practice real estate. Their license is considered inactive if they did not complete their continuing education by the deadline date. All brokers and managing brokers must complete the required courses or equivalent before their licenses may be renewed. Managing brokers seeking to renew their licenses, beginning with the first renewal period following obtaining a managing broker's license, Complete a 24-hour department-approved CE course on broker management during each renewal period and, at the conclusion of the course, take and pass a test developed and administered according to department specifications. Managing broker CE course material shall also include sales promotion, time management, standard real estate company training, instructors. Real estate CE credit may be earned by serving as an approved instructor in an approved course. The amount of credit earned matches the amount of credit given to the course. Other continuing education rules. Credit hours may be earned for self-study programs. A broker or managing broker may earn credit for a specific CE course only once during the renewal period. No more than 12 hours of courses may be taken in any one day. Pre- and post-licensing course hours may not be counted toward the CE credit hour requirements, unless specifically permitted by the Illinois Real Estate License Act of 2000. Exempt from the CE requirement. Licensees who, during the renewal period, served in the armed services of the United States. Served as elected state or federal officials. Served as a full-time employee of the department. Licensees who are licensed attorneys admitted to practice law in Illinois. No license may be renewed except upon the successful completion of the required courses or their equivalent, or upon a waiver of those requirements for good cause shown as determined by the Director of Real Estate, upon the recommendation of the Board if a renewal applicant has earned CE hours in another state. The department may approve the credit at its discretion based upon whether the course is one that would be approved under the Act. Your Real Estate Business and the ACT Place of Business, Section 5-45. Any sponsoring broker actively engaged in the real estate business must maintain a definite office or place of business within Illinois. The sponsoring broker must display a visible, conspicuous identification sign outside the office. Inside, the sponsoring broker must conspicuously display the branch office license she sponsors. The sponsoring broker's office or place of business may not be located in any retail or financial establishment, unless it is set apart as a clearly separate and distinct area within that establishment. Branch offices. Any sponsoring broker who wants to establish branch offices must notify IDFPR for each branch office maintained. The sponsoring broker names a designated managing broker for each branch office and is responsible for supervising all designated managing brokers. The designated managing broker, who must be a licensed Illinois managing broker, oversees the branch's operations. The name of the branch office must be the same as the primary real estate office or closely linked to it. The department must be notified immediately in writing of any change of a primary or branch office location and within 15 days of a change of a designated managing broker for any branch. Exceptions to required place of business. A broker licensed in Illinois by reciprocity with another state may be exempt from the requirement of maintaining a definite place of business in Illinois if the broker maintains an active broker's license in the home state, maintains an office in the home state, and has filed a written statement with the department appointing the secretary to act as the broker's agent for service of process and other legal notices, agreeing to abide by all the provisions of the Illinois Real Estate License Act of 2000, and submitting to the jurisdiction of the department. Loss of an office manager, Section 5-45E. In the event a sponsoring broker dies or a designated managing broker leaves an office unexpectedly, a request may be made to the department within 15 days of the loss to grant an extension for continued office operations. The extension may be granted for up to 60 days unless extended by the department for good cause shown and upon written request by the broker or representative. Employment agreements, Section 10-20. A licensee must have only one sponsoring broker at any given time and may perform real estate activities only for that sponsoring broker. In turn, a sponsoring broker must have a written agreement with any designated managing brokers, brokers, or residential leasing agents, s, he employs. The agreement must describe the significant aspects of their professional relationship, such as supervision, duties, compensation, and grounds for termination, and must address the employment or independent contractor relationship terms. A sponsoring broker must also have a written agreement with any licensed broker, acting as a personal assistant of licensees sponsored by the broker. Agency relationships, Article 15. Once a relationship has been formed between a licensee and a sponsoring broker, The next set of relationships that dominate the real estate business falls under law of agency. Article 15 deals with the licensee's relationships with the public. This article indicates specific standards to be held to in agency relationships. It clearly indicates that the law of agency under this act primarily governs the actions of licensees, not common law. Note that Article 15 of the Real Estate License Act of 2000 is the only section of the Act that has private right of action. Section 15.10 sets out the basic relationship with consumers by saying, licensees shall be considered to be representing the consumer they are working with as a designated, implied, agent for the consumer unless there is a written agreement between the sponsoring broker and the consumer providing that there is a different relationship. Replacing common law, Section 15-15 notes the statutory duties a licensee has toward the client. The statutory duties are fulfilled by performing the terms of the brokerage agreement between a sponsoring broker and a client. Promoting the best interest of the client, example, timely offer presentation, material facts disclosure. Best interests of the client prevail over any self-interest. Obeying any directions that are not contrary to public policy or law. Exercising skill and care in performing brokerage services. Timely accounting for all money and property received in which the client has, may have, or should have had an interest. Keeping confidential information confidential and complying with the Act and applicable statutes. The Act also clarifies certain often misunderstood situations that occur when one is an agent. Under the Act, the following apply. It is considered reasonable to show available properties to various prospects without being viewed as breaching duty to a given client. A licensee must provide written disclosure to all clients for whom the licensee is preparing or making contemporaneous offers, or contract to purchase or lease the same property and must refer any client that requests a referral to another designated agent. It is not considered a conflict for a buyer's agent to show homes wherein the commission is based on the ultimate sales price. In other words, where a higher price creates a higher commission. Unless a licensee knew or should have known the information was false, a licensee is not considered responsible or liable for false information passed on to the client from a customer via the licensee, or vice versa. The licensee remains responsible under common law for negligent or fraudulent misrepresentation of material information. Section 15-25 deals with a licensee's treatment of customers. A licensee shall treat all customers honestly and shall not negligently or knowingly give them false information. Clerical acts are permitted. Section 15-40 clearly states that compensation does not determine agency. Dual agency disclosure. Informed written consent is required of both buyer and seller for dual agency under Section 15-45 of the Act. Also, a licensee may not serve as dual agent in any transaction in which he has an ownership interest, whether direct or indirect. Designated agency. The alternative to dual agency is highlighted in Section 15-50. This allows the sponsoring broker to appoint or designate one agent for the buyer and one agent for the seller, even within the same firm, without legally being construed as a dual agent. The broker is obligated to protect any confidential information. Because of this, a designated agent shall disclose to his or her sponsoring broker, or persons specified by the sponsoring broker, confidential information of a client for the purpose of seeking advice or assistance for the benefit of the client in regard to a possible transaction. Article 15, Agency, also clearly notes the following. Offers of subagency through the Multiple Listing Service, MLS, are not permitted in Illinois. A consumer cannot be held vicariously liable for the acts or omissions of a licensee in providing licensed activities for or on behalf of the consumer. The department may further amplify anything in Article 15 by way of promulgating additional rules at any time. There is a time limit on legal actions. Legal actions under Article May 15th be forever barred, unless commenced within 2 years after the person bringing the action knew or should reasonably have known of such act or omission. In no case may actions be brought after more than 5 years. Disclosure. What must be disclosed? Material facts of a property. Known latent physical defects. Agency relationships. Designated agency. Dual agency. Lack of agency, to a purchasing customer, no agency disclosure form. Compensation sources. Real estate disclosure means an acknowledgement, stated clearly and usually in writing, of certain key facts that the law holds might, if left unknown or if unclear, unfairly influence the course of events. Failure to disclose is an increasingly serious issue in a consumer-based society and under consumer-driven laws. Article 15, Material Facts Disclosure. A licensee must disclose to the client material facts concerning the transaction of which the licensee has actual knowledge unless that information is confidential information. Material facts do not include physical conditions with little or no adverse effect on the value of the real estate. A listing agent must disclose to prospective buyer customers all latent material adverse facts pertaining to the physical condition of the property that are actually known by the licensee, and that could not be discovered by a reasonably diligent inspection of the property by the customer. A licensee is not to be held liable for false information provided to the customer that the licensee did not actually know was false. 15-25A. Non-required disclosure items are HIV and AIDS, can't reveal under federal law, see below. Any other medical condition. The fact that a property was the site of an act or occurrence that had no effect on the physical condition of the property or its environment, or the structures located thereon. Factual situations for properties other than the subject of the transaction. Physical conditions on nearby properties that do not have a substantial adverse effect on the value of the real estate that is the subject of the transaction. It is illegal under federal law to disclose that a property's occupant has or had HIV or AIDS. Section 15-35, Agency Relationship Disclosure. Before a listing agreement, buyer agency agreement, or any other brokerage agreement may be created, a consumer must be told in writing that no agency relationship exists. That licensee is not acting as the agent of the customer at a time intended to prevent disclosure of confidential information. The sponsoring broker's compensation policy insofar as cooperating with brokers who represent other parties in a transaction. If an agency agreement is signed, the name or names of designated agents. If an agency agreement is signed, Section 10-5. Disclosure of compensation. The Act holds that clients must be made aware of compensation, source of compensation, and the sponsoring broker's policy on sharing commission with cooperating brokers. Handling client funds, Section 20-20. Licensees should immediately provide any earnest money checks to their sponsoring. The sponsoring broker must maintain and deposit in a special account, separate and apart from personal and other business accounts, all escrow monies belonging to others entrusted to a licensee while acting as a real estate agent, escrow agent, or temporary custodian of the funds of others. The Act states that the sponsoring broker's escrow account is to be non-interest-bearing, unless the character of the deposit is such that payment of interest thereon is otherwise required by law or unless the principals to the transaction specifically require, in writing, that the deposit be placed in an interest-bearing account and who the recipient of the interest is. Receipts must be made, and a duplicate kept by the sponsoring broker for any escrow monies received. Earnest money and security deposits must be deposited within one business day of contract or lease acceptance, or, if a holiday, the next available business day. The escrow must be in a federally insured depository. The Act does not limit the number of escrow accounts one sponsoring broker may maintain. A sponsoring broker does not have to have an escrow account.